This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us from the West Coast. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, you know, I just posted last night an article on the website, USAPrepares.com. Something, it's about time. It really is about time. Now, the state of Indiana decided that, you know, the police have been out of control for a while, tasing us, handcuffing us, flipping us over, pressing that button a couple times and watching us flop around on the floor while we get 25,000 volts of electrical charge through those probes from the tasers. Okay. So the people have had it. So they've decided that it's time that they pass a law to legalize shooting police. Now, I am not misspeaking. They've passed a law that if these rogue cops come barging into your home and you feel threatened, you can shoot. You can shoot. I think it's about time. I think it's about time. I am not advocating shooting the police and plinking at them and, you know, using them for target practice. I'm not advocating that at all. But what I am saying, and I have been saying for a long time, that they're out of control, bashing down doors, using MRAPs, these mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles, to ride down the city streets and patrol as if they are the military. They're not the military. They're supposed to be protecting and serving us, we the people. And they've taken a different position. They've taken the position that they're in charge. And if they want to bash down your door in the middle of the night, well, they think they have the legal right to do it. They do not. So, here we have a state saying, if you feel threatened by these guys doing this, bashing down your door, you can shoot them, the cops.
Yeah, but then there's the subsequent response, and it's sometimes the whole thing is a mess.
I agree.
I thought they're supposed to announce and identify themselves before any kind of crash, burn, shoot, whatever.
They used to do that. First, they used to have a warrant.
They used to do that. That, for me, is once they, you know, what is it about drug dealers and trying to catch them in the act or something like that? It's changing. And the problem I'm seeing is that it's Peter principle, where the, you know, you evolve to the level of incompetence. You know, that in an mm-hmm. organization, you rise up, and it attracts a certain kind of mentality that wants to be a cop because they want to carry a badge and they want to have a gun. And our prison here in town, we have a local prison. I had a jail. I had the distinct pleasure of spending the night there one time, and the woman that was running the prison jail was an abuser. That's why she got to a position where she could abuse her position, because she was neurotic. And I experienced that, you know. And I just kept my mouth shut. Tried to be, you know, what do they call that? The spell of invisibility, and like not stand out so that she can do that. And she started to humiliate me. And I just kept my mouth shut. You know, when they make you put, you know, special pants on, and you're supposed to strip and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And when all of this happened, I just kept my mouth shut because that individual, it was quite obvious that her whole trip there was to get in that position where she could do things that she couldn't do in public. Now, I experienced that. I actually experienced that thing. And I've seen others, there's something wrong with our system now. It may well be that it's because there are so many police that it only takes one or two to be aberrant that puts a spin on the whole thing. And it's wrong because mostly a lot of the people I've met in law enforcement are trying to do the right thing. They're overwhelmed. They're afraid. You know, because you walk up to a car because the taillight's out, and who knows if he's going to pull a gun on you and start shooting on the streets. It happened here. I don't know what the answer is. In England, they took the guns away from the police on the streets. They did that in England. And
yes, they
that
did.
Was, you know, a type of response where they work in pairs or something. They still are thugs, but, you know, it's different. It isn't as... So I don't have the answer on that, but I have seen that a lot of people, little people, want to be Napoleon complex, where they have a big block or something next to them, and so they give them that extra power.
Mm-hmm.
And while most people aren't like that, there is a tremendous responsibility that comes when you pull a weapon on somebody. You know, a tremendous responsibility. I don't have the answers, but I have seen, because there are so many cops, there are so many people, you're going to have some bad apples. And when you do, it's going to take the whole system down, just like peeing in the drinking water. It contaminates it.
Well, you know, yeah, that one individual who urinated in the reservoir, and they emptied the entire reservoir, which was insanity. You know, I mean, there are birds flying over that reservoir that, so what's, you know, what, I'm not advocating, you know, peeing in a reservoir, but what I am saying is that there's a lot worse things that happen in the reservoir, and we're drinking
it
anyway.
Well, let's talk about the jail again. Now, this actually happened. I had a friend who's a criminal, and they put her in jail, and they didn't like her. They had been trying for years to get her. She, you know, and she was basically harming herself. She wasn't like a dealer hurting other people. She was, you know, a drug addict. So, you know, she was harming herself. But because they had spent years trying to break her, they finally, when they got her in jail, they exposed her to tuberculosis on purpose. And there may be a resulting lawsuit on this.
I surely hope so.
But that's the kind of games that happen in jails.
All right. Well, I think that the people who have these, some of the people who have these uniforms on that you're talking about, really enjoy bullying us, as you were talking about.
And well, they're not well. That's supposed to be a psychological profile where, you know, over the years they weed those kinds of people out, you know, because you can't have something like that. You know,
well,
that's going to tear the whole thing down. And if one person breaks the law doing that and then there's a lawsuit, the whole of the justice system is in risk. And it has happened here where there was a lawsuit. The jail now is broke. Now what are they going to do? Because of one person, and that person is going to be able to pay for all of it. And so the whole system falls apart, and it really came back to management trying to weed out the individuals that don't really belong there, that kind of thing.
You know,
and, you know, I don't have answers on this thing. And with more people, there will be cracks, you know, where people come in, you know, get into a position where they don't belong. That happens in corporations all the time. I mean, you know, there you are. How come this guy's the boss? It isn't because he's smarter.
When you go to a doctor's appointment, and nurse will now ask you, do you ever feel like harming someone? Do you ever feel like hurting someone? And now I think they can say, and if a person says, well, yeah, I do, I think they can say, well, let me give you a referral. Here's a job application for the local for the local police department. Now, well, Rick, seriously, I see when I go to Ziggy's on Monday nights, I take different paths because I don't want to take the same path all the time. But when I go through one little town between the farm and Springfield, there's a police trap, and you know, they'll pull somebody over. Now, it's a 35-mile-an-hour zone. So someone doing 37, they pull them over. But it doesn't take one police car. It takes two. Now, what I'm saying is these people are that do this are weak because they can't just walk up to a guy and say, you know what, you've been speeding, and
well,
I really wish you
would. About revenue, too, you know.
Well, yeah.
It's not about law enforcement.
Right. Well, I agree. But what I'm saying, Rick, is one cop, you know, with two high-capacity magazines in a pouch and a high-capacity magazine in a gun and a taser and mace and a billy club and handcuffs and a radio and everything else that they carry.
Don't forget the attitude.
And the attitude and the,
yeah,
and the bullet-resistant vest. Okay, all that stuff, okay, that doesn't seem to be enough. They got to have two of them or more. Let me just give you a case in point.
That's called gang rape.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Here's,
all right. Let's talk about gang rape. Last night I got a call from one of our instructors, Lynette Marie. Lynette Marie is a slight build but athletic lady. Okay. She rides a bike. She does a tour all over the country, a bicycle tour. She's the organic guru. Okay. She puts on events. She's been to our event, and you've seen her at our event. She was helping the freeze-dry guy the last time you were at the Get Prepared Expo. She's a real pretty brunette.
I remember her.
Okay, well, she was arrested. Okay, she was arrested last night. Five cops. It took five cops to arrest her. Five cops. Rick, she's like 135 pounds. Five cops. We'll talk about that when we get back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. This is USAPrepares.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Rick, I just got off the phone with the Ozark, Missouri police. And I explained to them that I'm an investigative reporter with USAPrepares.com. And I said, I'm just following up. I'd like to know if you've arrested Lynette Marie. And they said, yes, on Monday. It was Monday, not last night. But she called me last night. Lynette Marie called me last night. And she got 5 tickets. One is because they said she did not have registration of her vehicle. Now, Lynette Marie has renounced her citizenship. She is an American national, and as an American national, she does not need a driver's license to transport herself in a vehicle. She did not have a driver's license, nor did she have registration, which she does not need either. So she got a ticket for non-registration, no driver's license, although she has a diplomatic ID as an American national. She got another ticket for breaking the law with no description as to what that means. She got another ticket for a wide right turn, and she got another ticket for not yielding to oncoming traffic as she was going through a green light. So there was no oncoming traffic. She was going through a green light, and she got another ticket. So they gave her a ticket for every possible thing they could. And now they're trying to determine whether the prosecutor is going to bring her to – she has a court case or a court appearance on the 5th of August. So I'm going to see if I can get some of our class to go visit this this hearing on the 5th. Yeah, August 5th. And also, she is being charged with resisting arrest. Now, what they did was they yanked her out of her car. So, I'll tell you what. When we talked about initially the state of Indiana passing this law that allows people to shoot at police when they bash through their doors into their homes, you know, no knock, just bash through.
It used to take... castle. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Your sanctuary, your place on earth.
That's exactly right. So here's what's happened. The people of Indiana have had it. They are tired of the police brutality. They are tired of being pummeled. They are tired of these cops taking their cell phones. And here's what happened to Lynette Marie. Lynette Marie had her cell phone and she was videoing this whole thing. Okay, on the 23rd, Monday, the cop took her phone, and deleted the video.
That's because they are guilty and don't want evidence to indicate.
Right.
And you can say that far and wide because that's not right.
That's exactly
covering
right.
Covering their tracks is just as criminal as what they're accusing her of.
Right.
So
and
now
so,
you have two wrongs. How does that work?
Well, you know, we used to be told that if you're ever in danger, you know, go that guy in blue, go see him. He'll help you. He'll, you know, if you're a child and you're lost or you need help, go to the policeman. Now I'm telling people never go to the police. Never dial 911. I mean, if you dial 911 and those guys show up, someone's going to jail or someone's going to get shot. And they're going to be doing the shooting. It's unbelievable.
That is a law like with spousal abuse. If somebody calls the 911 and they go out to investigate, even if both parties say nothing happened, one of those two people, by law, has to be arrested.
Out of control. Out of control. So let's say mom and dad are discussing finances and paying the bills, and they've got, let's say they have $100 to spend on paying bills, and they have $200 worth of bills, and they disagree over which bill they're going to pay. Well, should we pay A, or should we pay B, or what if we pay each $50, and let's do that. And then, let's say they have a disagreement at the kitchen table, and one of them says, no, wait a minute. Raises his or her voice, right? And then the child listens to this, says, oh, man. You know, I remember what they told me in school. They said, call 911. So the child calls 911. Three cop cars show up, and one of them gets arrested.
That's the law.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't mean it goes to court, but that's the way the law is written now.
Right. And one of them gets charged with a felony, and that felony then prevents that person from owning a firearm. And that's the plan. Get the firearms from we the people. Whatever it takes to do it, that's the plan. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're going to talk about water when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rick, when I need tires for the farm, and we have a lot of vehicles that use tires, I try to buy them at the best value, the best price that I can find it. And for years, I've been buying them at the same place. And, class, this is not a commercial. I'm just telling you what I do. I shop them, and I found that a place called the Tire Rack. The Tire Rack is for me, it seems to be the best price. And they ship them to me, and then I have a local guy install them and balance them, or put them on the wheels and balance them for me. And then I bring them back to the farm and put the wheels with the tires mounted on the trucks and cars and so forth. And I've been working with the same guy at the Tire Rack for years. And I was just thinking about that last night when I called and bought four new tires. He's been there 13 years. Now, that's the way it used to be. Same as Todd. And whenever I call, I ask for Todd. And he is able to, because he's been there so long and he's worked with me, he understands what the parameters are of what I'm trying to do. So, for example, he knows that I live on a dirt road. He knows that the road grader comes along and turns those pointy rocks, you know, sharp side up. And I need tires that can go over those rocks without getting punctures. And that's what he provides. So, Rick, here's the point. How long ago has it been where we've been able to call the same guy at the same position for year after year after year as our salesperson? It's pretty rare, isn't it?
Yeah. I will make comment on that. I want to go back for one moment and make two statements. First, what was her name again that got arrested?
Lynette Marie.
Lynette, yes, I remember Lynette. Yeah, she was very nice. She is... Look, most police are not bad. It only takes a few. And then there is a thing called a lynch mob. That's when a group of people get together and become self-righteous. Now, they broke the law because there's on your website also, Supreme Court bans warrantless cell phone searches, updates privacy laws. It went through it. There it is. She now has a legal lawsuit against the police that acted on her. Now, here's the bad news. She, in her Declaration of Independence, decided to try to go up and poke fun at the system, and she gets what she gets for doing that. It's a good thing, a bad thing, and an ugly thing. And it's going to take each of us drawing lines on where we're comfortable. For me, I kept my mouth shut. For Lynette, she has publicly declared that she wants to be an independent citizen that doesn't require driver's license, blah, 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 blah. But there's nothing wrong with that concept any more than wearing your gun in public. What happens is there will be a social reaction to that. You know, in my town, Grants Pass, it's a retirement community. If you walk downtown, there'd be police all over you because of concerned citizens worried about what you might do. You're not going to do anything, but they don't know that, and they are overtly protective like little Nazis ratting on their parents. And that's what we're talking about now. But the police, in this case, broke the law if they even touched her cell phone. They broke the law because they didn't have a warrant, and she's got them down. And when you called the police station, what was their attitude? Were they forthcoming and smooth with you, or were they adversarial?
They were just there, Rick. If I didn't ask a question,
they were playing the neutral place of this is the way it is and this is what happened, right?
Right. And when I asked questions, they said, I'm just reading what's on this piece of paper.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's called covering their butt, which is no problem. That's what you would do. That's what I would do, trying to cover your butt. But there is a law that has been broken. Whether she broke laws or not, there is one where they broke the law, which means the whole thing gets thrown out of court. And my recommendation is you play it to the hilt so that they think twice the second time they try to do this. When you have two police, that's backup. You know, I can understand that. When you have five, that's a budget consideration, and why are they all at that one point out instead of out in the community? In my community, they don't even have law. What happened? This happened last week. A guy shot himself because he shot himself. There was a gun involved. When the medics went there, they could not go in to help that man until law enforcement showed up. Law enforcement showed up 45 minutes later because of budgets and the fact that we only Now, that happened here because, you know, a medic isn't going to want to walk into a potential, we don't know what's going on, shooting situation where a gun was discharged and someone was hurt until the police are there. And if we didn't have the budget to have a right timely thing going on here. So when there were five involved, how does that work except gang rape? And that's what that was. They had purposefully tagged her and were out like a drug dealer watching to see when she made a mistake so they had an excuse to pull her over. And then all five of them came in because they all wanted to be part of showing what it means to be an American. And they were doing what they thought was right, which is thug work. And she was filming it for justification, and they broke the law.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Supreme Court. They broke the law. And so right now what she's got is a negotiation chip in the big game. And what she could do is try, rather than to hurt them, she could negotiate with them so they don't do this again.
You know, Rick, in Missouri, you're absolutely right, and I will send her a link to the archive.
She's got them pulled. Yes, she does. If they took her cell phone, they have broken the law as of the Supreme Court last week. They broke the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, she has options on how she plays that card. And my recommendation is correspondent rather than adversarial, because my guess is it was a couple of vigilantes that need to have a lesson in second grade. And it doesn't mean they get fired, but they are put on leave without pay kind of thing. But it makes it, you know, they need to rethink their tactics and motive for why they would do what they're doing. And this is now common on both sides, not just law enforcement, but, you know, Lynette, too. She had an attitude. So with that said, what we're trying to do is make everything work right, not be totally always in protest, because basically my guess is at least 80% of law enforcement is there trying to absolutely do the right thing. And in a situation like that, it's often not that easy. And to pull someone over because their taillight is out, oh, and now illegal search and seizure, we find marijuana in the back of the trunk, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Out here, that's thrown out of court. They have to have probable cause. And when they took her cell phone, she's not a terrorist, so what's going on?
Rick, in Missouri, it is against the law to resist arrest. It is against the law to resist.
That's okay. In that sense of it.
Oh, I disagree.
Hard. I don't have a problem with that.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Because in Missouri, it is against the law to resist an illegal arrest as well as an unlawful arrest. It's against the law.
So if the cop in wrongly, and they released me later, and I had to suffer this woman jailer that was an abusive personality.
And that's part of it also, because if you think about it, if you think about the people who may work in human resources or the personnel department, as it used to be called, and you were being interviewed for a job, or that was the person that handed you that form to fill out, or if you're going to the police department to request something, those people who hand you forms, I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a polite one yet. I have not seen. I had to go to the Springfield Police Department because some former cop, had a church member, the son of the son-in-law of a preacher of Ridgecrest Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. This guy, this former cop, had the son-in-law of a preacher call the police on me, call 911, because I paid $10 and went to an event. And I was just a guest at the event. The cops showed up. Four cops showed up, armed, ready to haul me away. I've got a picture of these guys, all three of them. One was behind me in case the first three missed. He was going to shoot me in the back. Well, anyway, so I have a picture of this. So I decided to get the police report to find out what in the heck this was all about. And, you know, you go to the Springfield Police Department, and once you get into the lobby, those guys, the clerks there, armed, are behind bulletproof glass. They are protecting themselves. They are behind bulletproof glass. There's a whole bunch of these guys that are armed. And what I'm saying is, are they polite and say, well, may I help you? What can I do for you? Let me take care of this right away. No, they take their darn sweet time, and they act as if people who they are pledged to protect and serve are a nuisance in their daily activities. We're a nuisance to them. Now, I object to it. And as far as the Ozark City Police Department, I think since they violated the law, that the police chief should be fired. Let's start with him. Let's start with his lieutenant. Let's go down to the sergeant and then the five cops who showed up who participated in this illegality. Fire them all. We'll be right back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
you've got your... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, Rick, I was thinking... I just talked to Lynette Marie on the phone, and she's going after these guys.
Say hi to her, by the way. She was lovely.
Yeah, she's going after these guys. So I'm thinking, you know, you've been hauled in, okay? Alfio Lanuto, Al Lanuto, our attorney, they raided his house. They hauled him in. They arrested him.
They got me on the streets. My girlfriend called. How I got in the brig was she called and said I took her Mercedes. It was my Mercedes. I was driving it just innocently. But she did it as a dirty trick.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, imagine that.
Well,
and it happened, and I had to spend the night in jail until the judge got forth with a judge in arraignment. He just threw it out laughing. But I did encounter an individual that had risen as the jailer, and she was down on men, and she liked to do them and embarrass them. And what I did was not let it bother me because I had to use my intellect. The problem is that there's so many people out there. Anger, and like Lynette, is going to go after them. Imagine what that's going to do to her health.
Well, that's absolutely true.
When it's all over, the anger of injustice and outrageous indignation, mm-hmm. it's not healthy.
No, it's not, but neither...
It isn't going to lead to, you know, proving anything, because it's kind of like pissing up wind. You're in trouble right out of the gate.
Well, Rick, here's what's happening. They're singling her out. It appears that they're on a mission to go and get her. And as a matter of fact, she told me last night when she called me that she was arrested for 3 hours. Well, they called the tow company. The police called the tow company, and they hauled her vehicle away. And the guy who hauled the vehicle away obviously works in cahoots with the police because
that's the nepotism part of making money.
Yeah, so he's obviously in the pocket of the police, and he said to Lynette, "Stop messing with our town." Now, so here's some guy who just drives a tow truck, right?
If that was witnessed by a third party, that is no longer hearsay. And if it was witnessed, and mm-hmm. that's why they took her phone, and that's why the Supreme Court You know, they're supposed to record everything themselves as well. So I'm guessing there are a few violations involved. And my recommendation is that she turn this over to a cowboy and let him do it, and for her to drop it from her mind and move on. Because it's not going to, she's not ultimately going to win.
Well,
it doesn't work that way. They got more money, whatever. What it's going to happen is she's going to get sick. It's going to distract her from her own spiritual growth. It serves no purpose. It's not going to change things in that sense of it. You getting the chief fired, that's going to change things, absolutely.
Well, now, and that's what I think should happen.
Liberties. Put them on it. Let them go. That's what they do. They got your buddies, cowboys. They got trigger happy. They want to go after them. Go get them. And then for her to be the sweet person she is.
Yeah, well, she's dealing with
freeze-dry guy and, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, that's what I would recommend, because it isn't going to do anything for her. It isn't going to make her famous. She's not going to get any money out of it. And what she is going to do is lose some health. That will be literally what happens.
Rick, I actually think that she is going to send a message that's loud and clear, because she does not back down. She's going to YouTube. She's creating the YouTube video right now. She told me that she's doing this, and she'll tell us more about it. She's going to... I think she's going to be a burr under the saddle of these guys. And, you know, if the police chief gets fired, the lieutenant gets fired, the sergeant gets fired, and these five guys get fired, that will send a message. Stop beating up we the people. Take that stick out of our eye. Rick, when we come back, let's talk about water. And, you know, when they say, or when you tell a doctor you don't feel well, they always tell you to drink more water. Drink some water. Drink some water. Let's talk about water. What's going on with water when we come back? Dr. Richard Alan Miller is with us, RichardAlanMiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.